You know, there's a really specific kind of paranoia that hits when you first move to the US from France. Like you walk down the street and complete strangers are just smiling at you.
Oh, yeah. The cashier asks how your day is going with this genuine enthusiasm, and you're standing there wondering if everyone is putting on a show.
Exactly. It feels like the Truman Show. But for a young French citizen getting ready to be an au pair, that American communication style can feel like landing on a planet where everyone is just high on caffeine.
And optimism,
Yeah.
which is why for today's deep dive, our mission is decoding that script specifically for you, the future au pair.
We're looking at the mechanics of American etiquette from our sources to stop you from making the three biggest mistakes French expats make. Because these aren't just awkward social moments. Misunderstanding these cues with your host family could actually jeopardize your job.
Yeah, we really have to look at three specific danger zones: the how are you trap, the feedback sandwich, and the American allergy to debate.
Let's tackle the how are you trap first, because that happens literally the second you leave the airport. In France, if I ask ça va and you're having a terrible day, you might actually tell me.
Right, it's a literal question.
Yeah, about your state of being.
But in the US, how are you is it's not a question, it is a sound effect. It's strictly a greeting, basically synonymous with hello.
So if my host mom comes home and asks, how are you? She definitely does not want the 20-minute story about the toddler's meltdown.
Definitely not. The consensus from the sources is that the correct social response is just a reflex. Good thanks. Regardless of your internal state.
Even if I am exhausted and the weather is terrible.
If you answer honestly, it stops the conversation cold. Americans treat that kind of honesty in casual greetings as TMI. Too much information.
It feels so superficial, though. To a French ear, it just sounds fake.
I know, but it's not fake, it's functional. Think of it as checking the temperature of the room. They prioritize a polite, light atmosphere over raw honesty.
Valuing being approachable more than being accurate, I get it. But that prioritization of politeness gets a bit dangerous when you're actually trying to do a job.
Which brings us to the feedback sandwich.
Which honestly sounds like a total nightmare for anyone used to French directness.
It's the number one reason miscommunication happens with host families. In France, feedback is direct. This is wrong. Fix it. In the US, the goal is preserving the relationship, so parents use this sandwich method.
The top bun is a compliment, the meat is the criticism, and the bottom bun is more praise.
Precisely. Let's say you're putting the kids to bed too late. The parent won't just say, put them to bed earlier.
They'll say something like, you're being so helpful with the kids and they love you.
Right, that's the top bun. Then comes the meat. We were thinking maybe we could try shifting bedtime up by 15 minutes.
And then the bottom bun is something like, but really, we appreciate everything you do.
Exactly.
See, my brain hears, you're helpful. They love you and we appreciate you. I'd walk away thinking, I'm getting a raise, not a correction.
And that is the trap. The French ear filters for the emotion, which is positive. The American speaker expects you to filter for the request hidden in the middle. You have to learn to ignore the buns.
If you hear a compliment, immediately ask yourself if there's a request attached to it.
Yes. So much energy is spent on protecting feelings, which explains why the third point is so different too: conflict resolution.
The harmony principle. Because French culture values intellectual debate, right? Disagreeing openly is a sign of respect.
But American culture views open disagreement as a failure of relationship management.
So if I'm at the dinner table and say something the host parents disagree with, they aren't going to tell me I'm wrong.
Rarely. They will use soft, no phrases. Like, that's an interesting perspective, but I can see why you'd say that.
Which actually means I completely disagree with you.
Yes. That's interesting is often code for you're wrong.
That is brutal.
It creates distance without a fight. If you push for a debate, you aren't seen as smart. You're seen as difficult or combative.
So to survive this, you essentially need a decoder ring. Smile at strangers. Answer good to how are you even with the flu? And check for hidden instructions and compliments.
And a quick pro tip, don't guess. If you suspect a parent is being indirect, it is perfectly polite to just ask, just to clarify, do you want me to change how I do that?
That cuts right through the fluff and shows you care about the job without breaking that harmony they value.
Exactly.
Well, that leaves us with a lingering thought for anyone packing their bags right now. We know American politeness is designed to mask friction. So once you're living in that guest room, how often might you be assuming everything is perfect simply because no one has bluntly told you otherwise?